Yip podcast. This is Mary.
And this is Tammy.
Yip.
And today on the podcast, we are going to feature an interview with the dance company Alchemy that Tammy recorded when she was up at the Unwada Intensive, right?
Yeah, that was back in June.
Back in the day. we were both so young then. So what's going on?
Not much. I did have a tribe that I wanted to discuss. I discussed it, I think, back in our first episode, actually. Okay, so anyway, the tribe I'm going to talk about is Dancer's Mind. The reason I'm going to talk about this tribe is because they have the funniest thread ever. At least for me, it was funny. Other people might find it offensive. I don't know. but the thread is called Miss Jackson, If You're Nasty. And it talks about how, well, actually, the original post is about, is talking about how the belly dance culture is supportive and uplifting, and, you know, it's a very everybody fits type of community. And that sometimes there is negativity, there's nastiness, there's cattiness, and some people have bad things to say about each other. Sometimes that doesn't even relate to their dance. So she opened up this thread that said, you know, you don't need to give a backstory. You don't need to use real names. Please, in fact, don't use real names. But go ahead and vent. It's like a safe haven for venting. And so several people, to my surprise, have posted. I actually thought, like, when I seen the original post, I was like, nobody's going to post there.
Yeah, that sounds like sort of a, like, well, if you have to be, like, that person, I guess you can post here. Like, I don't know if I just jump on that, but,
you know, it's funny because we were talking about a couple weeks ago the Too Much Drama tribe. And we're saying, you know, a lot of people don't want to post to that because they are afraid that their troupe members, a troupe director, the people that they dance with or whatever, they're on tribe as well, and that they'll know they're talking about them. So I just found it interesting that she opens up this thread and people just jump on board. Some of the stuff I just don't think I'll read.
But it's really funny.
It is.
You should go check it out.
Some of them, though, I did want to comment on. One of them was, seriously, ISIS wings in a very small space, not knowing how to use them. You know, they're just like one-liners, you know. Please stop correcting others in the troupe when you have it wrong.
Oh, I bet that one hits home for a lot of people. I know I've been in troupes like that before.
Troop drama. So, you know, the thread goes on, and it actually ended up opening another thread about belly dancing versus exotic dancing, just because so many people on this thread talked about women who dance. Let me clarify. Women who belly dance and maybe make it a little more sexual than it needs to be. So they wanted to. There were so many people posting on this thread about that topic that they just started another thread just about belly dance versus exotic dancing. I really like this tribe. Like, it doesn't get a lot of action, but when they do have threads, it seems like everyone kind of jumps on board. There's only 51 people in the tribe, so, you know, it's not a huge audience, but very thoughtful people and really interesting topics. And some of them are just like threads that it doesn't really have a place anywhere else except for this tribe. So anyway, that's what I had for tribe topics, at least.
Cool.
How about you, Miss Mary? What you been up to?
Well, I haven't been doing a lot of stuff on tribe, but I had this like stream of consciousness internet thing going on a couple days ago.
I've had those happen, and that's like I lose 5 hours of a day.
Exactly. You start on some site and then a couple hours later you're like, oh my gosh, what time is it? So what sparked this whole adventure was that I finally figured out how to use, like, a reader.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, because I didn't want to admit it to Tammy because she'd figured out everything. And I felt stupid.
I don't have one. But Dan has one, though.
I finally figured out how to use the reader, and I signed up with iGoogle since I already have my Google account. So I just had to go, yeah, let's use the reader thing off of Google. So,
dude, I'm totally going to do that. I didn't even thought
yeah,
about that.
Yeah, like I didn't so even smart. Know. It sort of happened by accident. I forget. But anyway, and bonus, this is something I can check at my school computer. There's a lot of sites that are blocked, which is a good thing. If they hadn't blocked YouTube, I would never get anything done at work. So anyway, if you have a Google account, then one of the, there's like all these, you know, things on the very top left where it's like, you know, groups or images or whatever. And if you click on the more button, one of the things you can pick is reader. And if you do the Google Reader, it's really cool because you can plug in all the addresses of these blogs you like or are following, and it just lets you know when you have updates. So it's very, very handy.
And you mean like yippodcast.com could be in your Google Reader?
Yip Podcast is in my Google Reader.
Nice.
Just so I know when we update things. So I put in like Belly Dance Paladin because that's such a cool site, and I put in Shay's blog. There was another belly dance blog that Shay recommended. I'm going to completely not remember the name of this woman. But whatever that blog was, I went there and saw some other cool videos. So I'm just sort of like putting out feelers. And then I found this other cool blog by this woman named Aziza Saeed, who's out in California. And she doesn't have a whole lot of postings on her blog, but I really like the way she writes. And she seems to have a really, really good sense of humor. And she was writing about this lady who wrote like a sort of historical romance / belly dance history novel, which could go either way. I looked it up on Amazon and I actually bought it. So it's on its way. I got a copy for like $6.
You are a reading machine lately.
And anything to avoid doing actual work is my motto. The background of the story is like a young, you know, newly married girl struggles between her Victorian principles and your fascination with like belly dance at the 1893 World's Fair or whatever, whenever Little Egypt popped on the scene, you know? So I went on Amazon and like the official review from some official person was like, character development was weak and, you know, that would never happen. And the, you know, her sudden change from being very shy and reserved to blah, blah, blah was kind of absurd. But then all the people who had, like, just bought it were like, oh, I love this book. It's awesome. Belly dance, yay, you know.
Belly dance, yay.
That will be my review once I get it. I love trashy romance, and I love belly dance, so.
There you go.
Match made in heaven. I'm sure I'll love it. So there is that. What else? Oh, a couple weeks ago, I was bumming around on Freecycle. And if you don't know what Freecycle is, it's a really cool place where you can offer up things that you're no longer using or find stuff that other people are no longer using, so that instead of it going to a landfill or, you know, just being wasted, somebody else can make use of it. You can find some really, really good stuff. Although I do find it irritating sometimes to look on Freecycle because people will be like, but I really need an iPod. And then they'll finish with like, God bless. And I'm like, oh. You know. It's
well,
just
maybe
like,
God wants them to have an iPod.
It's just like, isn't iPod really a necessity? You know, I can understand when people post things like, I really need a washer and dryer. If you can help me out with a washer and dryer, that'd be awesome. But when people are like, I need Spider-Man placemats for my son's 7th birthday party. Really? Is that so necessary that you must clog the boards with that request? Really? Okay. Sorry, I just had to let that out. I've been needing to vent that for quite a while. Anyway. So this lady posted that she had old issues of vegetarian magazines that she was Freecycling. And I was like, oh, that's cool, because, you know, Tammy's doing the vegetarian thing. So I went to go pick them up. And it was weird because the lady who was, you know, recycling them was actually somebody who'd taken classes at Florida Tribal Dance a while ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah. So that was weird and cool that it was another belly dancer. So she was like, hey, as long as you're here, there's some other magazines I'm getting rid of as well. And if you'd be interested, sure. So I looked through them and there are all these old episodes of Bust magazine from like 2005, 2007. And I'd never actually read the magazine, but I'd been interested in it since Carolina had mentioned it.
Yeah.
It's definitely a magazine for an adult woman. There's some racy things near the back. I'm assuming the issues haven't changed that much in the past 2 years. But I really like the magazine. It's really cool. I mean, it's so like pro-feminist. Rah, rah, rah. Like all the articles are written by women and there's just a lot of interesting stuff. Oh, and I just had to mention this site. I know I'm totally rambling. This was me on my journey. Just going on and on forever, never
ending. We're reliving it with you.
I know. How exciting. I know. So this has nothing to do with anything, but I've been making everyone in my family go visit the site. There's this blog about bad cakes, like not bad tasting cakes, like badly decorated cakes. And it's so funny. It's so funny. There's this one entry about like divorce cakes, and there was
cake
one.
Rex.
CakeRex.com. Really, really funny. I guess that has nothing to do with belly dance, but it's very entertaining. So if you need to get away from belly dance for a while and go look at some badly decorated cakes, you should definitely check this out.
Yeah, they're pretty crazy looking. Actually, on Chase's blog, she had posted a blog about thread cakes, which I guess there are these shirts called threadless t-shirts, which I totally didn't know what they were, so I had to look them up. And then this website called threadcakes.com. And what these people do is submit pictures of cakes that they made to look like these threadless t-shirts, or I should say the designs on the threadless t-shirts. And sometimes the shirts just have like a little quip on them, a little saying. And so they actually make a cake to go along with that saying. First of all, I spent probably 45 minutes just on the threadless t-shirts website looking through all their shirts because they have a million t-shirts.
Yeah, it's crazy.
A ridiculous amount of t-shirts. Then I went to the thread cakes and probably spent another 45 minutes looking through all these thread cakes and then remembering which shirts I liked and trying to see if they had that shirt as a cake. And I mean, people are very talented out there with pastry stuff.
I agree. I first heard about threadless t-shirts off of another website called Threadbanger. Threadbanger.com. That's a cool site. I've gotten a lot of good ideas from Threadbanger. If you haven't visited Threadbanger, you totally should. It's a really cool site.
Yeah, I like Threadbanger. You actually had shown me that site before, and I haven't spent as much time as I'd like to on there because it looks like something I could spend hours on, so I try and avoid it.
I know, the same way.
I don't know. But my favorite like name for a crafty website is whatthecraft.com. I just think that's hilarious. I love that site because it's got really simple stuff on it. Really sewing basics, you know, it goes into that. It's got clothing and reconstruction tutorials. Mm-hmm. So that's cool. I know you're all about that right now.
Totally.
That's your thing.
It's my thing right now. I'm totally into it.
And a lot of like, okay, you want a skirt? This is how you make a skirt. You know, no pattern type stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I love about it is right now with everybody freaking out about money, mm-hmm. there's like this big resurgence of crafting.
Yeah.
You know, like craft sites are getting like even more popular and just people getting more creative. But that's all that's going on with me, Tammy.
Wow. I feel like I've been on a magical ride. Oh, goodness. So what's going on in music world, then?
Music world. Okay. So the first group we're going to hear is a group called Wax Taylor. Wax Taylor is the alias of this French musician. I'm going to pronounce his name incorrectly. Sorry. Jean-Christophe Lissaut. His music has gotten several awards. It's really, really cool. He used to be a host on a French radio show. So Wax Taylor released their first CD in 2004. And what I like about him is that he collaborates with a bunch of different people. So the songs, although they have the common thread of him having been the producer, all sort of have a different flavor. So it's a little eclectic. And if one song isn't quite to your taste, there's definitely going to be some other stuff on there that you like, which is cool. So we are going to hear three songs off his second album, which was called Hope and Sorrow, and it came out in 2007, so it's still pretty recent. The first one is The Way We Lived. The second one is called Alien in My Belly. Sorry. And the third one is called The Games You Play. So here we go.
I think you know the rules of our game.
I have no time to play games.
Sometimes I flow staccato, strip you of vibrato, while you be acting macho. I try and switch it up. I see the games you play and the traps you lay. Not meant to fall in, but I'll let you play them anyway. Sometimes I flow staccato, strip you of vibrato, while you be acting macho. I try and switch it up. I see the games you play and the traps you lay. Not meant to fall in, but I'll let you play them anyway. Sit
here. So there you go. Wax Taylor.
Cool. I like the Alien in My Belly song.
I've used that in my classroom before. My kids request it now. They're like, can we have the Alien in the Belly song? I use it to teach legitimate musical concepts.
Sure.
Legato versus staccato, people. Long phrases versus short accents.
Give me your big words.
That's right. Legato, staccato. I should be a rapper. Maybe not. So, first music selection down. Would you like to introduce our Alchemy interview?
Sure. So, I was able to interview Alchemy when I was in Augusta in June for Amada, and they are just like the nicest troupe ever. These three girls are sweet and they're fun and they put on a good show and they have awesome workshops that they offer in their area. And so I jumped at the chance to interview them. I was very excited. Their website is www.alchemydance.com. Their newest event coming up in October is they're bringing Mirabets to Augusta. And they're just, like I said, a really good group of ladies, strong in their dance community, which I really respect and look up to.
And I have not met them, but Mari, who's a member of Alchemy, has been very active on our tribe and has given us a lot of good suggestions. So that's cool. She seems like a really cool person.
Yeah. So here is the interview with Alchemy. I hope you guys enjoy it. This is Tammy with Yip Podcast, and I am here with Alchemy Dance. And can you tell me what your names are?
Mari.
Brandy.
And our third member is Jeannie, who is out of town today.
How convenient for her. No, I'm just playing. Can you tell me what your website is?
Alchemydance.com.
Fantastic. And how long have you guys been together?
I've been with Alchemy for over 3 years now. I've been belly dancing for about 5 years.
And how about you, Mari?
Jeannie and I started it in 2004. And I started dancing in 2001. So it's been just about 8 years.
Nice. Now, I was just here in Augusta with your workshop, Southern Oasis. So how long have you guys been hosting workshops?
We actually had our first Southern Oasis in 2004 as well. We like did a lot that year. We bit off a lot. We were like, oh, let's start a troupe. And we started a troupe and like, oh, let's host a workshop. And let's not just have one instructor. Let's do, you know, dance and multiple dance. And let's do drums and let's do a show. So, yeah, we did like everything that first year. It was really crazy.
Wow. And so how did you guys decide to even start hosting workshops?
It was actually Jeannie's idea. Jeannie's a really good instigator. She's really good at coming up with these great ideas. And I'm like, I don't know. What about this, 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 and this? And then she convinces us to do it, and we end up pulling it off. So she's a really good coming up with great ideas, and then we all make it work together.
Very cool. And what advice would you guys give on somebody hosting workshops?
Plan, 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 plan a backup plan a plan C, do multiple plans.
So what issues have you guys had on this most recent event?
This was actually our first time having a large, like, out-of-state instructor that wasn't through Belly Dance Superstars, because we had Unmada, and it's the contract and everything is completely different. We always refer, and we love BDSS, but we always refer to them as, like, a great way to get, like, started baby workshop sponsorship, because through their contracting, they do the travel costs, so you don't have to pay for hotel or travel, you know, or flight, and you don't have to try and coordinate all that. You just have to tell them, okay, I'm gonna have a workshop on this day, you need to get them here, and I'll pick them up from the airport. Well, with Umada, it was like we had to do the booking for the, thankfully they stayed here at my house, so that was awesome as far as not having to pay for a hotel, but we had to do travel plans, and that was the biggest problem we had with this event. Was about a week before the event, the airline company canceled the flight for them to leave. And so, I mean, you know, Umada, like, Amy's schedule is packed. She's got classes. She's got things she's got to be back in California for. She can't hang out in Augusta, Georgia, no matter how much we would love that. So we had to change the workshop time, you know, a few days before the workshop this weekend, because we had to get them to the airport. And we literally had, we got to the airport a half hour before their flight left.
Those poor girls, because I know being in that workshop, it was tough on us and it looked like it was tough on them. So to have to go from their workshop right to the airport, wow, did they get to like even freshen up or anything?
Not really. I mean, it was like, okay, you got a bathroom break. I'm gonna go start the car while you do that, you know, and I'll stuff everything in the car. But thankfully, this is a, you know, one thing you learn. Thankfully, the Augusta airport is very tiny. You know, it's not like they had to wait in line to get through security or any of that mess. So it worked out. If we'd been in Atlanta, yeah, there's no way they wouldn't have made their flight, you know, so.
And that's what you're talking about, Brandy, a backup plan to a backup plan to a backup plan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I think I was chasing Sarah out of the restroom in the workshop facility, trying to lock up so we could rush them back and then go back to clean up the workshop facility.
You can be on the plane. The other thing in addition to planning, which I wholeheartedly agree with Brandy's thing about planning, but the other thing in addition to that is not being afraid to ask for help and utilize your resources that you have. And it may not be the people within your troop. You know, if you know someone who works for the paper, you know, or if you know someone who's willing to pass out flyers downtown and things like that, do not be afraid to ask for help from trustworthy people.
And how many do you guys host a year?
We do two full like workshops and shows a year, and that's Southern Oasis, which is usually in the spring, and then there's Southern Mirage, which is in October. But if the opportunity comes up, we've done workshops without shows. Like last year we had Zoe, and that wasn't Southern Oasis or Southern Mirage. It was just a workshop. It was like on a Tuesday, and we actually, very unexpected, but we sold out on a Tuesday in Augusta, Georgia. Things like that, when opportunities come up, you have to grab them.
And actually, we weren't even looking for that. BDSS, because we had hosted Mariah before, sent us an email and said, hey, we're going to be in town. We've got so-and-so available. Which one of these people would you like to host? So it just worked out extremely well all the way around.
What a great opportunity to come up for you guys. So what's your belly dance community like here in Augusta?
It's very diverse. It's very strange. Like when I first started dancing in 2001, it was here. My whole belly dance career has been in Augusta. And there was a cabaret troupe in town, and there was an older ethnic folkloric kind of troupe as well. There was no tribal. And I started, you know, Alchemy's, this is the first in this area, in the CSR area, first tribal anything, tribal fusion, tribal, whatever you want to call it, first anything non-cabaret-esque. And since we've got started, now there's probably like five other troops, you know, in town that have popped up since we started. And a lot of them are, you know, students or ex-students and things like that. So it's very new, honestly. It seems like there's a lot of community, but like when I first got started, there was one troop, you know, so it's still, I think, going through a lot of growing pains. People are kind of getting accustomed to each other. There's a lot of things that a lot of established communities like in Texas and things have that I wish we had here. You know, I wish we could get together more and be like, okay, this is the price we're going to charge for workshops in this area. This is the price we're going to charge for classes in this area, for shows, so that there's no undercutting and all that. But that cohesiveness is not here yet.
And what I noticed in the Southern Oasis show is you guys had a pretty good mix. I mean, for the most part, yes, you had a lot of tribal representation there, but you also had girls dancing what I would consider cabaret, and you had someone kind of doing an Indian fusion number. Do you see that other people invite you guys to perform with them and vice versa normally?
Well, we have a very transparent process, and that's like something I'm very hardcore about. We have a very transparent process for performing in our shows. We put an open call out on everything that I know to put it out on in the area. We have Tribe Net, Facebook, MySpace, and then I run a Yahoo group, a belly dance called Belly Dance 101 Yahoo group, and it's a lot of the local people are on it. So when we were ready to start taking performers applications, we put it out there. Okay, if you want it, email, you know, Brandy was in charge of them this time. So I was like, email Brandy, this is her email address, you know, and she will give you the information. So anybody in the area was able to apply for it, and everyone who applied was able to perform this year because we had enough slots for them. as far as us getting invited to dance things, there's really not anybody that hosts event in this area other than us. So the only other local things we dance at are like the bigger like arts council things, like arts festivals and things like that. We thankfully have a really good working relationship with the belly dancers in Athens, Georgia, and in Atlanta, Georgia. And so we've been invited to perform at things there. We're really excited that we've gotten invited to teach and perform at Southern Fusion Fest next year in Athens that Southern Fusion Productions puts on. So we're really excited about that. We're going to be dancing at an Imani Jabril event in Atlanta, and she's cabaret. She's multi-talented, but she's mainly known for her cabaret work. So it's, you know, it's not like we're snooty about tribal or anything. We're very, very, very open and very friendly towards anybody. You know, we're very accepting of anybody. It's not like we've ever turned anybody down for their dance style from our shows. We don't accept bad behavior, rude behavior. We've had people not perform at our show anymore because we don't accept that, but not because of what style of dance you do.
Yeah, I'm sure you just ask for them to be professional, and if they aren't, then there's no reason to deal with that. How's the economy affected your local business as well as your business with the workshops?
Local business honestly hasn't been affected too much. I think a lot of people that would have spent money on other things, maybe going out of town, maybe summer vacations, things like that, are doing, I know it's a really overused term, but are you doing staycations? You know, they're doing the whole stay-at-home thing. And like, well, while I'm in Augusta, what's happening in Augusta? Oh, there's a belly dance class? Let me give that a shot. My beginning class has actually grown a lot. You know, a lot of people are like trying new things. And the intermediate class has stayed, and that's all I teach. And I leave all my advanced time goes to alchemy. But I think the economy really hasn't affected that negatively as far as classes. As far as workshops and planning workshops, we've had to be very, very careful about events that are happening further away. It's not like we can just look at what's happening in Atlanta and Augusta. You know, we have to look a little further, because if there's something happening in North Carolina or something happening even farther away, you know, people in the South will drive. So if something's happening the same weekend as, or even the same month it's gotten to as your event, you're going to not have as many people go, because like, well, I just spent my money on so-and-so. You should have told me about this earlier. So we're having to announce things earlier, save the date earlier, and let people know about it so they can plan for it multiple paychecks at a time, you know.
We did take that into consideration when planning the Umata event, and that's, I think, helped us as far as, like, the numbers.
With your local business, do you guys own your own studio, or do you rent a space?
I rent a space. We have a space through the Augusta Parks and Recreation Department. I have a community center space that we rent out. And that's pretty much where I do all my classes. And then for like our events and things, we have a really good working relationship with the ballet school. So we have all our workshops at a nice ballet studio with nice dancers' floors and mirrors and all that good stuff.
So definitely keeping communication involved in your entire dance community, not just within belly dance.
Yeah, and that's actually something we've started doing, say, about 2 years ago. You know, it's you kind of have to get yourself established in the belly dance community first. And we did that locally, and we went to everything in Atlanta and Columbia and all these things and got really good relationships with the local belly dancers. And then we realized that, you know, as far as in Augusta, there really wasn't any belly dance. So if we were going to coordinate with anybody, we were going to have to get in the good graces of people that mainly don't have a good impression of belly dance. So we had to change the minds of some maybe ballet instructors and ballroom dance instructors and things like that. And events like in Augusta now, this will be the second year they've been doing the Westaboo Festival, which is modeled on the Spoleto Festival. And so it's all these performers, not just dancers, but dancers and other performers get together, and we've gotten on the Arts Council, and we've, you know, become a part of the bigger picture rather than just pigeoning ourselves into belly dance.
And so what advice would you give to other communities who are maybe smaller like yours and want to get involved in collaborating with other dance companies?
Be really, really, really professional. Be really patient. You have to be okay with people not treating you like a real dancer or like a real artist, and you have to be okay with taking that and still being professional, you know, and still being the bigger person. And that means professional, maybe not like what you would be professional with another belly dancer. Professional, like you would be in a, you know, quote, real career job. If you're going to go and talk to somebody about maybe, you know, using their studio, then you need to go and dress professionally. You know, you need to answer emails professionally, answer your phone professionally, and you can't be very casual about it. You pretty much have to be more professional than they are just for them to take you seriously, unfortunately.
I think the most important thing with that whole line of thought is that you have to respect your own art and respect yourself and what you do first. And the rest of it, being professional, will come out of that.
Good thoughts. So now that you have Southern Oasis over with, what's your next event?
We will be hosting Mira Betts in October. We're very, very excited. This is our first time hosting her, but we've been to tons of her workshops, and she's really awesome to work with and really awesome to get your butt worked out by. Just when you think you knew how to do a hip drop, you go to Mira Betts' class, and all of a sudden you realize you had no idea how to do a hip drop or a shimmy or anything else. So we will have her the first weekend of October. It's going to be a weekend of workshops, and it's going to be a gala show at a local theater that we'll be having. So we're really excited about that. There's going to be a theme to that event as well that I think we'd probably go ahead and announce. It's going to be a fairy tale theme. So all the performers will be dancing based on different fairy tale characters and stories. So should be fun.
And now, have you guys decided who will be performing, or is it going to be open like the Southern Oasis show is? And when they apply, you'll just tell them, okay, you're going to have to do a fairy tale.
Yeah, basically our plan right now is to be, we're going to announce the theme before we even put the performers like call out there. And our goal is to have people submit very early on what fairy tale character or story or theme they want to do, because we don't want to have any repeats. So, I mean, once everything's full, if you can't come up with a new character or story, then, you know, it's full.
And so they can get this information on your website, correct? Mm-hmm. And do you have any prices listed or anything like that quite yet?
Not yet. We had to get Southern Oasis like done, be able to breathe a little bit. Yeah.
Very cool. And is there any last thoughts either of you guys want to share?
Whether it's a workshop or a performance, be true to yourself and be true to your art. Be true to whatever emotion you're feeling. I think that's something that we have learned as a troupe. And I think what we do tends to reflect that.
Any last thoughts from you, Mari?
Two things. First thing is, if you are interested in learning a little bit more about workshop sponsorship and how to get into it, we're actually going to be teaching a class at Tribal Regional about how to sponsor an event, you know, whether it's a workshop, show, combination, whatever. So if you're interested in Tribal Regional, it's in North Carolina. It'll be our first year going, but we've heard awesome things about it. It's like an all-inclusive package kind of thing. The other thing I would say about dance in general, or art in general, your life in general, is to not have any fear. Not be afraid to try new things or to worry about what people think about you or say about you. If you want to go out there and dance to whatever you want to dance to, then do it. If you want to go out there and put a, you know, chorus line kicking move in your choreography, then do it, because that's what makes you you as opposed to everybody else that's out there.
So as Amy said, freak yourself out.
Please. Yes. Always.
And can you guys both give me your best yip?
Yip!
Thank you, guys.
I really liked how they talked about getting involved in their local dance community. I thought that was neat.
Yeah, I gotta respect them for that. And I also liked how freely they shared all their information as far as like how they put on events and how they host workshops and how they got started in that. Instructors are becoming freer and more open about how they teach and sharing that knowledge. And I think the same should be with doing workshops. And, you know, there's things that you don't think about when you just go to a workshop that these promoters or this troupe that is hosting it had to write up a contract, had to make sure that the dancer that they're hosting has shelter.
Yeah. Travel expenses, where to have the workshop.
Yeah. And every dancer is different. Some are based on, you know, they get a piece off the top. Some are, they get a flat fee. So it's, if you just go to workshops and you've never hosted one, that you don't really think about. And to put one together takes extreme measures sometimes. So I was very happy that they were willing to share their information. So what is our second music review today, Mary?
Okay. Our second music review
is just some selections from a CD that I've had for a while, but I've been listening to it a lot lately. All three songs are off of a compilation CD called Rough Guide to the Music of North Africa, and all of these three songs claim to be from Egypt, because that's in parentheses next to the name. I'm just assuming they're not lying to me. The first one is called, I just love this name, the first one's called Lama Bada Yata Sama.
Wow.
I know, right? It sounds like it's off like a pre-K show. You know, Lama Bada Yata Sama. I don't know. Sorry. I like llamas. Have you heard that llama song? Llama, llama, duck.
No.
Here's a llama, there's a llama everywhere. There's a llama, da 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 da, llama, llama, duck.
No.
I'll have to send it to you. It's special. All right. Where were we? The second one is called Maksum, and it's this cool like drum solo number. And the third one is called Habibi. Habibi is probably my favorite one. It's just really sort of upbeat and fun and energetic and just kind of a little bit slinky, and it's fun. It's
everything
hard to describe.
Rolled up into one. Wow.
I know, right? Awesome song. Where purity of movement is threatened by the tidal wave of vanity. Where the sequined veil of mystery meets the coochied hips of deceit. Where the passion of the dance is consumed by the riptide of neurosis. You will find Shimmy Cove.
This week on Shimmy Cove, Hera will play fancy and Jules will play free. As we return to Shimmy Cove, we find Nadine being escorted back to a police station holding cell.
Every night you got to pray. You're gonna come out on the helps of the Lord.
Meanwhile, back at the fairgrounds, Maudie and Samantha are watching Jack fall apart.
We've been here for over 45 minutes. What if Nadine doesn't show up? What if she got lost? Or in an accident? Or maybe just forgot she was supposed to come here? What if she never ever shows up? I don't want to die. I'm too young and attractive to die here in the disgusting fairgrounds where llamas roam free to bark at people. My tetanus shot isn't even current. Why did you do that?
Just be quiet, Jack, and calm down. There's nothing we can do but wait.
That must be Nadine now.
Oh my God, stop stepping on my foot.
It's my foot, too.
No, the left foot is my foot.
Why is it always about you?
Who's there?
We are, and Tiny's here too.
Out of the darkness came two women walking side by side. Each was tied to the other by scarves that looped around their inner arms and legs, like a permanent three-legged race. They were dressed in identical jogging outfits and accompanied by a huge, hulking man with bushy eyebrows and a shining bald head. So weird. Where did they come from? What did they want? And how many crazy people wandered around the old fairgrounds in the middle of the night? Whoever you are, just keep walking. We're waiting for someone.
Maybe you're waiting for us.
Maybe what you need is a two-headed woman.
But you're not a two-headed woman. You're two women tied together.
I never.
The idea.
We are so a two-headed woman.
You must be crazy to suggest otherwise.
Yep, that must be it.
Crazy.
My name's Fancy.
And my name's Free.
And we're the only two-headed woman in the world. You should hire us to do your next party, and we're oh so much fun at parties.
That's if you believe we're who we say we are. And we are. What do you think, Tiny? We are so a two-headed woman, aren't we?
Sure you are. Obviously, these people have problems with their vision. I don't think we should stick around. They seem very troubled, and we're still supposed to play a game of Frisbee with Yuri tonight.
Oh, we forgot about Yuri.
Such a lovely llama.
Very lovely. And oh so smart.
So very smart. And Patella makes such yummy shortbread for midnight tea.
So are we off then? No sense in being late for tea. Yuri might eat all the shortbread.
Let's be off then. Bye.
Good luck with your meeting, and you shouldn't hang around here too long. Sometimes there are some weirdos that wander around here at night.
As the strange trio disappear into the darkness, Maudie, Samantha, and Jack settle back into their fairgrounds vigil. Will Maudie crack when Nadine doesn't show up? Will Jack and Samantha meet a horrible, grisly, messy, violent, socially embarrassing death? And where is that creepy music coming from? Find out next week on Shimmy Cove.
So, Tammy, what is going on around town?
First, stepping into October, Festival on the Nile, www.festivalonthenile.com, October 2nd through 4th is going to be here in Kissimmee, Florida, featuring Rachel George. So a little cabaret there for you cabaret ladies. Southern Mirage, which is what we were discussing a little earlier, www.alchemydance.com, is going to be featuring Mirabets. That's October 3rd and 4th. October 8th through 11th, Tribe Original, www.tribeoriginal.org, in Asheville, North Carolina. ANSA, Mesmer Society, Mavi, Natalie Brown, Zia, Jill Parker.
The list goes on.
The list goes on and on. And it's so cool. You just like rent a cabin and hang out with your family and friends.
And yeah, and I've heard that in spite of it being a, quote, hippie event, unquote, that it's pretty cool.
Who said that?
She shall remain nameless.
October 16th through 18th, Tribal Alchemy is going to be going down in Fort Worth, Texas. www.tribalalchemy.net. They actually have a video now to like kind of entice you. It's a promo video.
Ooh.
So maybe we'll link the promo video up. It's going to be benefiting the safe haven of Tarrant County in Texas for freedom from domestic violence. Rose Harden, Elizabeth Strong, Natalie Brown, Mira Betts, Chakra, Ashara, Belladonna, Suze, Urban Gypsy. I mean, just like everybody.
The list goes on.
Exactly. Also that weekend in Sacramento, California is Blood Moon, www.bloodmoonregale.com. The theme is The Wizard of Oz, and if you didn't hear a couple weeks back, go and listen to episode 14, where Amy gave us a nice call and told us more about The Wizard of Oz and Blood Moon this year.
Ta-da!
October 22nd through the 25th in Washington, D.C. is Belly Horror Show, www.bellyhorror.com.
There's a Friday night show, and then Saturday and Sunday they have workshops. Ashara, Chakra, Desert Sin, Belladonna, Mavi, Anar, Super Kate. I have to say it like that. I don't know why. Elizabeth of Tribe Marrakesh. So lots of people up there. October 24th here in Orlando, Florida at Lyman High School is Evening Unveiled 13, www.orlandobellydance.com. That's one of our larger cabaret schools here in Orlando. That is their student recital showcase. November 1st in Sanford, Florida is Tribal Garden 3, which is Florida Tribal Dance's student showcase, www.floridatribaldance.com. Those tickets, I think, will be going on sale soon. November 6th through 8th in Atlanta, Georgia is Donna Mejia's workshop, hosted by Awalim, www.awalim.com. And she's going to be teaching how to teach. Coolest workshop ever. November 13th through 15th is the Sharky Experiment in West Palm Beach, Florida, www.thesharkyexperiment.com. Bojanka Mirabets, Charter from Izumi, Alicia from Bellycraft, Daniela and Lacey will all be teaching there. So should be fun, good, and cool time. So that's all the events that I have. I actually have events going into next year, and I'm like,
I think we're okay. We have to pace ourselves.
I know.
And remember, if you have any events that you would like us to put on the podcast, please email them to us. Or how else could they contact us, Tammy?
Well,
are you glad I asked?
I certainly am, Mary. They can contact us, as you said, via email, which is email@yippodcast.com. They can visit our website at www.yippodcast.com. They can Skype us at yippodcast and leave us a message at 321-441-3933. And they can go and join our tribe at tribes.tribe.net/yippodcast. We're fun on our tribe. Yay.
If you have to say it, then it might not be true.
Wah, wah.
So, Tammy, is that it?
That's all I have for today. Yeah. I think I'm done.
Done. Rung out.
Pretty much.
Long day.
Yeah, I've been working hard with budgets and working 12 to 13 hour days, so I'm kind of tired.
Not pretty.
No.
I mean, you're pretty.
Oh, why, thank you. Oh, my God. I wore a skirt to work today.
It's a really cute skirt.
I should say for the first time. I mean, like, the skirt is actually several years old, so I've worn it before, but most of my team has never seen me in a skirt, and my whole entire staff now is all males.
Mm-hmm.
One of them right away notices, oh, you're showing some leg today. I'm like, so inappropriate. And then, but he's just, like, doing it to give me a hard time, right? More than anything. And he's like, grrr. Like, whatever. And then one of the guys, I guess, didn't hear him, and he had come around to ask me a question, like, came around the cube, and he just looks at me and just starts cracking up and laughing at me for wearing a skirt.
Fire them all.
I'm telling you. So I told my manager, I'm like, the guys are giving me a hard time. Please tell them to go shove it. It's like, I said, because I'm going to, like, pull out a pair of jeans and kick all their behinds. So she had to go yell at them and tell them to leave me alone. I felt like I was in, like, third grade or something. It was really bad.
Well,
and then, like, other people at work too were like, hey, you're wearing a skirt. That's really cute. I'm like, oh my God, this is why I don't wear freaking skirts. My no. God.
So is that it?
Oh my God. Yeah. So it. Yeah. That's all I have this evening, Mary. As if that wasn't enough.
Splendid. Yay.
So, once again, this has been Tammy.
And this has been Mary.
Yep. What's that?
I don't know. I'm so glad we don't have a guest today.
Oh my gosh, if we had a guest today, I think I would have just been like, this whole time.
I'm so sleep deprived.